people are leaving. New people are coming in. And Clay just wants someone to go to the gym with him for all 4 hours. Look out, Stagecoach 2017. It's the Bachelor in Paradise After Show here on AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. Ow! I don't know why I felt wolfy today on Tuesday. What is up, guys? It's Tuesday. That means it's Bachelor in Paradise, and we got through yesterday and today, and we got lots and lots to talk about. Thank you so much for joining us. We're happy to see each and every one of you right here in the chat. And speaking of you guys in the chat, I'm going to pull it up because I see you, Meg and Misha, and Love by You, and AB, and Sarah, and Monique, all of you guys. Welcome back, our extended panel. You guys know my name, I can speak, is Mike Thielen. But I don't do the show alone. To my immediate left is your news chick, Christine.
What up, y'all? Hey, hey.
And Chris is not Gerard Butler, and further to my left, he is not Steve from Blue's Clues. It's Jeff.
It's funny, I get Gerard Butler a lot, similar physique.
Damn it.
But that's okay, it's just Jeff.
It's not just Jeff, it is Jeff.
It is Jeff Graham, and I'm happy to be here.
Should I introduce myself?
No, I was
going to say some mail time.
Making sure Jeff knows that he is Steve from Blue's Clues. I'm blowing up the mic. It's Renee.
Hello. How's it going? I was like, should I just take over?
Do you know, honestly, yeah, I feel Jeff, like I'm dressed like if Steve from Blue's Clues, like, came out of the closet.
Wow.
If I'm being honest.
He was saving that shirt?
I was kind of on the fence about this shirt, and now I feel
how do you feel about it now?
Very on the fence about this shirt. Let's get into the broadcast.
If you guys are listening to us on iTunes, you need to hop on the YouTube channel.
Yeah, so you gotta see what Jeff's wearing. You gotta see what Jeff's wearing. Guys, you know what we do here? We're gonna run through yesterday's episode, today's episode, the big, big stories. We got some fun news. We got our tweets that you guys send in, of course, and we love to see your tweets. And then we got some predictions. But first, guys, start down at the other end of the table. Renee, what did you think of yesterday and today's episodes?
Yesterday, I was a little bit bored. Today, I was much more intrigued, but ultimately disappointed by most of the people on the show.
Jeff?
I thought these were two great episodes. They're really doing a good job. I shouted out the editors today in my Bachelor News Daily segment. Mm. I have to do it again because that old Matt Johnson and
Matt Donald.
Sorry,
Matt Donald.
Old Matt Donald. I'm combining everyone's name.
Old Matt Johnson.
You know,
Steve.
I think today's just not my day.
Steve.
Matt Donald and Sydney's kiss with the Safari Wildlife montage.
Come on, guys. That was amazing.
It was funny. Awesome. Usually this stuff doesn't work on reality, but man, I loved it.
They nailed it.
It was hilarious.
It was great.
Yeah, I'm kind of with Renee. Last night was a little boring for me, a little slow. Tonight really amped it up. But in general, we're kind of like winding down with the Paradise episode. So now it's about to get really lovey-dovey and about this couple. So I think we should soak in this little petty drama while we have it, because next week it's going to be all engagement.
I mean, absolutely. And you guys, anybody who watches me on Survivor, you guys watch me on the other shows I've hosted here on AfterBuzz, you know I absolutely despise quitters. So I hated yesterday's episode because I did not want to see Derek go. And today, I agree with the rest of you guys. I think it was a lot better today. What's up?
I'm just laughing. This shirt is very contentious. And,
in the live chat.
Denise from DC called out my cardigan. The other day I wore a nice, you know, patterned gray cardigan. Yep. She said, the shirt is slightly better than the shawl collar dad sweater you wore in Bachelor News Daily. Bye.
Wow.
It's okay. You know what I'm here for. I'm just glad enough people care about my clothes.
I was going to get...
We love the way you look, guys.
Thanks, y'all. Haters means they're paying attention.
You're doing something right.
There you go.
Yeah.
Also, it's in the color terracotta, which is my network's color.
There you go. Wow. Terracotta, baby.
Yep.
Yeah, just like the Warriors, the Chinese terracotta Warriors.
That was like the fantastic word of the day, yes. Terracotta.
We passed right by him, but he is perhaps the most important part of our team is our producer, Ryan. He better be camera ready.
Is he?
Oh, my God. All right, well, you fix that while we actually produce a show here. You go on that.
I don't have the shirt for this. I'm
sorry.
Son
of a gun.
You can't top Jeff's shirt, guys.
I know,
like,
I can't.
Jeff has a shawl to loan you, evidently. Guys, let's jump right into it with our first batch of contentious couples right here. We're going to jump into what has become, I think, one of the most interesting and fun ones of the entire season is your boy John Paul Jones.
Oh, God.
His insufferable love for Tayshia and his obstacle in his way, Derek. And it all has finally come to a head, right? They had the blow up at the wedding. Just Tayshia was not happy. She was just like looking away, almost starting to look at just completely other people. And then finally, you know, Derek takes JPJ aside, and Renee, nothing comes of this conversation.
Listen, watching John Paul Jones and Derek go head to head is similar to when Onyeka and Nicole went head to head. I don't care. It's not fun to watch. I just don't like it. I think they're both in the wrong for, well, I think JPJ is in the wrong for how he handled it. And Derek, I'm going to be real with you guys. I know it's an unpopular opinion. He's annoyed me since JoJo season. Yeah. So to be honest, I haven't been sold on him forever. So just like, I was just waiting for it to end. Honestly, thank you, Derek, for leaving because I was so over that happening.
I have to agree. I've really liked Derek up until this point, but I was bummed he fell to JPJ's level during this fight. I get it. He's done such a good job staying above board with all of this, and I felt like he just kind of met JPJ where he was at instead of taking the high road here. I get it. It's hard when you get triggered like that, when you're dealing with pettiness over and over and over again, but I felt like Derek didn't maintain the integrity he has for the rest of the season.
See, I give Derek a little bit of leeway here because if I was him, JPJ was trying my nerves as a viewer. So if I was Derek, I would have, A, knocked him out already. There would have been some serious violence on the show. But just in general, like, I think he had to stoop to his level because JPJ was never going to raise to Derek's level of just even mature arguing and not saying nope, nope, nope every 5 seconds. Fortunately, their final conversation didn't make either of them look really good.
Right.
And I think the end result would have been the same. Like, Derek, it wasn't going to work out with Tayshia, so.
Well, there's a lot of weird stuff, right? Because we don't really know what John Paul Jones has been saying the whole time about, you know, is Derek really going after Instagram girls? And then in yesterday's argument, Derek said the thing I said right after that was that I don't do that. You can do it, and I don't. So that completely paints a different picture.
I have been told from one of our viewers
Derek DMs Renee.
That she, yeah, he's just always in my DMs. No, that he's like on, he was on dating apps and he does have like, that he was on The Bachelor in his profile. So?
I mean, it's true. I mean,
I'm just saying for you to be like, well, no, I could do it, but I don't, but it's in your dating profile.
It seems like kind of do.
That's a little, kind of do. Like whether or not, it's a little weird. Why have it in your dating profile?
But if you have it in your Instagram bio, what's the difference?
Why do you need it in your, what does that tell about you?
I think it's a huge part.
I tried to find love on TV once and it didn't work out. Date me.
It's tough. I haven't ever been on an app, so I feel like I'm not the most qualified to speak on this. But in my mind, it is a huge part of who you are.
And married. I think so, too.
We're getting a lot of really interesting comments in the chat. So a lot of people down on Tayshia. AB says Tayshia for Bachelorette, but Julie says Tayshia's shady. People are saying that Derek really punched down arguing with John Paul Jones. John Paul Jones actually seems intelligent. He's got the whole bro thing going on. I think he's perfectly capable of handling himself in an argument, regardless of what you guys think. You don't think so?
No, I don't think he...
I don't think he did a good job, but...
He's the kind... He, like, argues like Trump with the wrong. Like, I wrote it as a joke on Jeff's paper when he made fun of Taylor Swift's song Lover earlier, but, like, that's not how you argue or debate. He didn't have any debate. I just think that they're both immature. I think Derek handles it more of the way, probably taking some notes from his ex-fiance Taylor when that girl tried arguing with Corinne. No shade, but shade. I just think it's a different technique. I still think they're both immature.
Yep.
Because they both could have avoided it. Just Derek wanted to look better on TV, and John Paul Jones doesn't know what looks good on TV.
It seemed like a really strange argument, just in general, when at the end of the day, Tayshia can just choose who she wants by handing out her rose.
Right.
And in essence, yeah, she does. Yeah. She goes and tells Derek that she's just not going to get there. This, and everybody at home, everybody here knows that Tayshia's my favorite girl on the show, okay? I think she's got it together more than anybody else. I think she's gorgeous. I really disliked this move because, and now I don't come into this show with a bunch of baggage from Derek. I didn't really know him in the past seasons or anything like that. So all I know is from this show. It seemed like he got a really raw deal with Demi. He really liked her, and then that was completely out of his control. Then to me, Tayshia completely pursued him. Like, really hard. And so then he gave her a shot. Renee's already got this, like, crazy sneer at me. He gave her a shot. He fell for her. And then immediately she's like, no, it's not going to work out. So I feel like he kind of got shafted twice to none of his fault. And I just kind of felt bad for him.
Boo-hoo! If it's not there, it's not there. You can't force that kind of thing. If she thought that she... Have you ever thought someone was cute, maybe you were friends first and you're like, ooh, maybe this could work. And then it didn't. So what are you going to do? Keep dating them and fit and see if you get there?
No, but it seemed like more than just like she thought he was cute. So like, let's go on a date. Like she was like, you need to get out of that mindset. So Demi and I need to see you come. It was pretty intense.
That dramatic. It was literally, I think it was for a week. I think she was conflicted the whole time. She was like, Derek, John Paul Jones. Like, I don't think she knew. And I think also when no one on that beach is perfect for you, you do kind of force things. And I think she just couldn't get there.
I'm inclined to agree with Mike here only because I keep thinking back to that conversation Tayshia and Christina had on a daybed where she blatantly said, like, if JPJ wasn't in the picture, the only other person that she had eyes for was Derek. That's the person that she was most curious about. So I don't think it was like, oh, there's no other options. I'm just going to, like, flirt with him and then eventually move on. Like, I think there was something there, and she initiated it.
But you can be curious about someone and then after just searching a little bit, have nothing be there. Like, that's dating. That's why people, and that's why you don't end up marrying everyone you date.
It's tough. I think I'm in between you guys. I think Tayshia totally has the right and the prerogative to let Derek go. But I also think maybe she did lead him on a little bit. And I think I'm probably just feeling extra sensitive to Derek because because of the shirt. Because he really has gotten two just bum situations. Yeah. You know, it's easy for
me. You can admit that, even if you don't like him. The Demi thing is a rough deal. I mean, who else has been basically dumped on Paradise because they brought in a ringer, like your lover from back home that we lambasted Jed for it, but it's like totally cool with Demi and we just wrecked this guy.
At the same time, I'm sorry, but he got engaged last season. So, like, usually that's forever and it didn't work out. So he had his happily ever after. He just tried to take two. And his person wasn't there this time, and apparently the person he got engaged to wasn't right either.
But I would say he's got the opposite of his happily ever after, a broken engagement.
No, I know, but when you propose to someone, it's supposed to be forever.
Do you know why they broke up? I'm just saying, you don't know why things ended between them. It didn't work out. He didn't get his happy ending. And just like everyone else in this franchise, he deserves another shot to go back and go for it. Whether you like him or not.
I don't like him.
That much is clear.
I'm spiking the mic. Sorry, producer Ryan. Completely understand. I agree that Tayshia has the right. I just felt bad. I just felt bad for him. I think he got a raw deal a couple times.
We can feel bad for the guy.
Yeah.
I felt so.
Especially, we don't know why they broke off the engagement, but if Taylor ever said the words, you're a really nice guy, but I understand why Derek is upset.
That's a bad phrase.
It's kind of torturous because you're like, okay, nothing to even take away here. You're like,
yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
He gets ended, and of course he brings everybody together, seemingly except Blake, who knows where Blake was, but he didn't realize. And he basically said goodbye to everybody. I absolutely, once again, I hated this. I hated this so bad. And I go back to an earlier part of my notes where John Paul Jones, in amongst all this drama, was talking to Haley about how bad everything was going. And I just thought, this is so dumb. Again, just like Onyeka, do not leave the island. Go talk to Haley, who has nobody right now. Say, let's team up. Give me a friendship, Rose. Let's get one more week and see if potentially our matches come. Like, I don't understand just quitting. Just have another week of vacation. Why not?
Vacation.
I don't know. Have you ever, like 11th wheeled?
But I think are it's they, not though? That fun. Is it really?
I think most people are coupled up. Let's say your best friends on the show are all in couples. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'd have... For how long are they filming? Like, 4 weeks, 8 weeks? I mean, yeah, vacation's fun, but then you're like, I kind of want to get back to my life.
Isn't part of it meeting new people? Like, at this point in this week, Christina had nobody, Haley had nobody, at least the two of them. Those are decent prospects to talk to and just try to get to know.
Known them for how long? At this point, everyone on the island, for the most part, you know whether or not you have a connection with them and why you haven't tried. Like, you know, for instance, if you have like a friend group for however long, like you're not going to continue to try to pursue them because they're a catch. Like, you know whether or not it's there.
But going back, this might not be the best example, but just like Kaylin didn't leave. And all of a sudden, Connor comes, right? Just because Dean left, she stayed, and Connor comes, and supposedly they're super into it. The next person coming down the stairs could be your lifelong
She was single husband, for 20 wife. Minutes. And also, it's so like the though. End... But who?
Derek. I mean, he just got... Tayshia just broke up with him, and he was like, guys, I'm leaving.
That's... Yeah, because Derek's the whiner. He's, like, sad. Well, right. He's like, I can't handle it, you know?
I hear what Mike is saying. I mean, I think probably, Mike, because it was round two for Derek... the challenging thing is here, now he kind of carries this...
that baggage.
Yeah, so when you go talk to Haley, you don't want to be his sloppy thirds, you know?
I mean, but so many people in this show have been that. And again, I'm even still not talking about people on the island. And we don't have to beat a dead horse here.
The island.
I'm more the island.
We're just going to call it an island.
Survivor is only a few weeks away. I'm really excited.
Yes.
But the new people coming in. You never know who's coming. I mean, yeah. Bree was coming right down the stairs. That could have been a perfect match for him.
Yeah.
So who knows? I don't know. I just don't like when people quit. It's like so many people want that opportunity. You have a really great shot to do stuff.
You should be like a casting director or something. Like,
no, I'm in front of the camera. I'm in front of the camera.
This is one of the
thanks. You have a face for face for radio. She's on me.
This is encouraging.
The Bachelor spinoff, though, that like that's okay. Like it's different when it's the Bachelor or the Bachelorette because I mean, well, to be honest, it shouldn't be, especially when it's one person. Who knows if you like them? But like in Paradise, if it doesn't work out, you're like, well, I tried. I gave it my best shot. Like, have you ever gone on? Well, I don't know if you guys remember back in your dating days when you've gone on like enough bad dates, you're like, I quit. Yeah. I'm over it. I'm gonna die alone. It's fine. Yeah. I think that's where Derek was. He's like, well, dumb twice. Goodbye.
Is Renee a little bit Tajwan in the pool eating pasta?
Renee.
Oh. No, I just
so
feel
good.
Like
a little bit.
So good.
But I feel like if you go on, okay, no, truly, I'm not in this place right now when you come off of like a fresh series of like bad dates.
Yeah.
But I've been there and you don't want to date anymore.
You're disillusioned.
You don't.
I get that. That's fair.
Fair enough. Well, doesn't matter because he's gone. Let's move on to our another power trio here. Of course, it's Clay. We know Angela came down the steps. Angela is his ex-girlfriend. They had that whole weird interaction thing at the wedding. And, of course, now on the beach, not island, he's dating Nicole. And we worry about how awkward this is going to be. She comes right down, and she jumps right into it. Immediately, she takes Mike. She goes on a nice date with him. And then later on, when Chase comes in, Chase takes her on a date. The whole crux of the drama for them right here is Clay and Angela, right? This might be a dumb question to throw out, but does anybody on the panel not think that he is still into her?
Oh, he for sure is. You just asked, okay. Is he not? Sorry.
No, I probably had like a triple negative in there. We all think that Clay is not over Angela, right?
I did say that last week.
Yeah. I think even last week we felt it.
Yeah, I was still holding out hope.
No, you did not all think it.
I know, because me and Renee
talked
to
this
off camera. But no, I was slow to come to that realization, but there are still feelings there. But I do think it's like a total double standard that Angela was getting so much heat for being in Paradise this season. It's just ridiculous to me that Clay is allowed to go and find another chance at love. They're in the same freaking franchise. Like, of course she's going to go back at some point. Like, you think she was just going to go there for Chris and Goose's wedding and then be like, bye? No.
There was the correct. The double standard is stupid. There's no reason. If they are truly over it, then there's no reason they both can't go out. I think the whole crux of it being, obviously, Renee was right last week. Very good foresight.
Thank you.
But the obviousness right now is if your ex comes down and you're truly over it, it's like, oh, it's indifferent.
Do you think?
Cool. She's here. Yeah. Like, have a good time. Date. Like, I'm super into Nicole right here. So it doesn't matter that somebody else is here.
Yeah, it would be one thing if he was alone and then you're like, oh, now I have to watch my ex go be happy. But if you're happy, then what's your problem?
Exactly.
Yeah, this is not a great look for Clay. Unfortunately, there's two strikes here. One of them being, it feels a little sexist in a way that's hard to put my finger on, but kind of what we've been dancing around is like Angela just clearly seems like the stronger half of these two right now.
Sure.
The other issue is the thing that Nicole really, really implored Clay bring, which is like decisiveness and self-assuredness, is being totally thrown under the bus by the fact that Clay does not know what he wants.
Yes.
So it's two big strikes against him, and I'm a little worried for Clay and Nicole, not only because Clay's clearly not over Angela, but because he's embodying all the characteristics that frustrates her as a woman.
I don't know. I understand the last point you made about her being a woman. I don't know necessarily that from the beginning what you said, it was necessarily sexist. I honed in on the point that Clay was trying to make. He basically said, if I knew she was here, I wouldn't come on the beach. I don't know if that's true or not. I understand his point, but I still think it's irrelevant. If you're over her and you're in great with Nicole, then it shouldn't matter.
Yeah.
Also, just want to throw this in there. I get he like threw in that it was right next to him, but he said like, why would I want to watch my ex date other people? Which is the point that Annalise made. If we rewind a little bit to Clay when saying, why did you go on this show? You know that she's not ready to see you date other people. I just think it's a taste of his own medicine at this point.
Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, it's weird.
It's a good point.
We see them kind of work through. What do we think, real quick, before we get off of them, of Angela's dates?
That they didn't show us anything aside
exactly.
from
2 seconds.
Aside from, and the only point I want to bring up is on that date with Mike, when he like awkwardly did this armpit move to kiss her, which obviously would hurt, and the whole time like no one wants to be kissed like that, Mike. Like he grabbed her in the boat and like pulled her. She's like, oh.
Yeah.
She hated it.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
No good. And then she just spent the whole time talking to Chase about like the situation. Right.
The one thing I've really enjoyed about Angela being around, though, is she just has such a scorned lover vibe about her. Everywhere she walks, she's feeling herself. You can tell she's gotten in great shape.
Oh, yeah.
And she is really milking the Clay single now, and I look great.
I'm gonna give it to her, though, because she looks great.
She does.
And I think, honestly, if you've been in that position before, and I have, you kind of want that moment of, like, flexing on your ex.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's so satisfying. And to be honest, it really just brought out the ugly in everybody else because Tayshia and Chris and Nicole just turned into total mean girls.
Yeah, that was really weird too.
For whatever you think Angela's motives are, like that's your character showing to go out there and then just mock her like that on the beach. Like, girl, pay attention to your own man and, like, figure that out.
Yeah, because if you look at Angela's actions, she did nothing wrong. They're just like, oh, but what if she does? Who knows? Her plan? Like, calm down. You're clearly threatened. But, like, Angela's doing nothing wrong. She's just, she handled it so well.
She won in this situation.
She did.
Because she won the breakup.
Completely.
She's, like, literally dating other, like, multiple people. Like,
right.
She went on a date with Mike. She went on a date with Matt, right? Did they go on a date?
Chase.
Am I making that up?
No.
Oh, well, she's still just, like, out Chasing here. Him. Like, you don't see it on her face that she's bothered by this. And I think it's always the person who cares more who gets hurt. So, Clay,
100%.
The points they were making, too, when they finally talked at the end of tonight's episode, she was really cutting down everything that he said.
Yeah.
He was making all these points, and she's like, that's not the way it was. You wanted more stuff. You wanted Miss FaceTiming me. You all this stuff. So you could tell she's really over it.
And the thing that Clay said that was bad was when he's like, you have no ambition. You just want to be a mom.
Oh, yeah. And I was worried I'd have to take care of us or something like that. And she said, I never said any of this
stuff. Plus, if, like, that, I don't
know. Who cares?
She has the complete right. And you can still be ambitious and want to be a mom.
Who cares?
I think he probably just really bit his tongue there and probably didn't mean it that way. But if he did mean it that way, oof.
I mean, but this is also within the same breath that he was admitting he was upset that she didn't go to the gym with him like that. So it's like, Clay, where are your, like, what's your standard of a relationship here?
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell you want.
She got exactly what she needed to get on camera. That was the conversation.
Yeah.
And the best was like, what's the problem? Like, I'm just trying to meet someone else. Like, can we go back to the bar now? I was like, yes!
That was great. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, so obviously Clay is not over Angela. He does not want to see her date anybody else. But Jeff, we don't mind all of our friends at home dating other shows on AfterBuzz.
Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's about my shirt or about our show, we are so thankful that you guys engage with our after show. If you guys didn't know, we actually do go live at 8 p.m. Pacific on Tuesdays for this show. So if you're listening to the podcast, we'd really love for you to join into our live show. We have hundreds of people watching along now, joining in the conversation. And it just means a lot. And this is why we do it, and we love our fans, if I could learn how to talk. The other thing you guys could do that's really helpful is hopping on iTunes and giving us 5 stars. We're going to be reading some reviews actually right after this quick little announcement, but it really helps the podcast. It helps people find our show. And we bring this content to you for free because we love you and we love this franchise. So hop on iTunes, give us those 5 stars, and we will read them on air. Christine's going to do it.
I will. I'm going to pull them up right now.
She's also going to hit pause on the podcast that's playing.
I am.
Sorry, guys.
Guys, tell everybody out there.
Just a little technical difficulties.
Live TV, baby.
Our extended panel, loved by you, is laughing at me. Thank you.
Yes.
And we appreciate you, every single one of you out here in the chat. Love by you, NS, Sarah T, Michael, AB, Monique, Liora, and Goosebump.
I don't know
Jambata.
Why these
Meg Blue Shift Eyes, you guys rock. While
Here we go. All right. So, best after show out there. Someone wrote with a 5-star review.
Who wrote it?
Sarah Bear 23.
Sarah Bear 23.
Thanks, Sarah Bear.
Thank you. She said, I never realized what I was missing until I found this podcast. It's like having my own group of friends that all watch the show with me, and I can chat and hear their opinions without having them talk back to me. But talk back to us. We're in the live chat,
guys. Talk back to us. We listen.
I love how everyone on the show is so honest, and I love that we get to hear details I would have never known, like the tweets and things in the news that I didn't hear about. If you're looking for a real entertaining after show, you found it. Never miss an episode. Subscribe today. Thank you, Sarah Bear.
Oh my God.
So nice.
You guys are fantastic. You want to do another one?
Another one. Love this show, but 45 minutes is not enough for y'all. This tea and this Java. Thank you for writing this comment. QT Lander.
QT Lander.
You guys rock. Thank you so much. Thanks, everybody out there listening and watching. We appreciate all you guys. Let's talk real quick. Before we get into the rose ceremony, just wanted to know, once we get there, if you guys thought any of the picks were odd. Let's talk about the new people real quick that came in yesterday and today. So we have Matt Donald.
Old MacDonald had a rose.
No, he didn't. He never did.
Had a date card.
Yes, that's true.
Half of a date card.
Along with Lucas.
Thank you.
And, of course, they took out Sydney and Christina. Mm-hmm. Seemed like a cute date, but their drinks were on fire.
Yes. Again, Paradise dates.
Yeah.
Nothing to say. Meh.
Right?
Yeah.
Nothing crazy.
Surface level.
Yes.
But God, just the whole funny part of this is just Matt and Sydney. Like, the chemistry did not get off to a great start between them.
I mean, let's just talk about it. It's easy. Sydney obviously wanted to get kissed. Matt obviously not ready to kiss. I mean, all the signs were out there. The sign language.
She asked. She said, kiss me.
And
that's horrible.
It was a major internal struggle. Very concerned about what his parents are going to think. I thought it was a little odd for somebody his age to be so concerned about a kiss on TV.
I mean, admittedly, he's the person with the least amount of screen time totaled in this franchise.
Completely
right
true.
Now. But yeah, he wouldn't have made it through Hannah's season like this. Like, you really are worried about smooching on TV. Although we realize later that's really not the case. I think it was
just you're saying. You don't think Matt Donald is the type to have a quadruple windmill sex.
Right. Probably not.
Not by any means.
What is the line? I have a question for the women on the panel. What's the line between, like, shy, boyish coyness and, like, I've got to get something from you? Because is there any world in which you're like, oh, it's sweet that Matt Donald takes his time? Like, what's that line?
Not the way he did. It was super awkward. If I, like, straight up was like, kiss me to a guy and did it in sign language, and then he didn't, I would be like, well, I'm just going to go.
Bear yourself
loud and clear. Loud and clear.
Yeah. Got it. Hard saying, because it's like you kind of are waiting for the guy to make the first move, generally, right. And then it's like, you're not making it, so I'm going to just tee it up for you, and you still haven't gotten it. I just... exit stage left after that.
Continue on with that line. What did you think of their eventual kiss? Because I thought it was super awkward. She basically said, you have full permission. And so they said, can I, like, kiss you right now?
She said, yeah,
she said,
if you want.
Yes, again, if you want. And then they kissed. Doesn't it take all the magic out of it?
Yeah. Well, ABC gave us the magic with this amazing montage.
That's so good.
We wouldn't have had the montage without Matt's awkwardness, so that's fair, yeah.
But it was bad. Like, I don't think I've ever had a guy ask me, can I kiss you now? I hate that. That's a turn-off.
It ruins it so
just
much.
Just do it.
No, consent is sexy, right? That's good.
Consent is sexy, but, like, with kissing, I feel like you know.
It's one thing if you're, like, leaning in and you're like, God, I want to kiss you right now. And then it's like, okay, yeah, like, I'm feeling that, but... like, awkwardly leaning apart from someone and saying, like, can I kiss you?
Body language.
Like a hug. Imagine if I went up to Jeff like this, and then he, with my arms wide open, and he just stood high there, five. And he's like, that's the equivalent to what happened with Matt McDonald.
Or if he asked you, can I hug you?
Can I hug you? And my arms are open, and I'm like, yeah. And he's like, are you sure? Like, just... yeah. Hug? My arms are open.
But now, everybody in the chat, let us know what you thought about Matt Donald and this whole shenanigans, because... Bree enters later, takes him on a date, right?
Mm-hmm.
No problem kissing her seemingly right off the bat.
Like, instantly.
So what is that? Was he not attracted to Sydney? Was he crazy attracted to Bree? Was he just warmed up? Like, what do you guys think that was?
I think he could be warmed up, or I think they could have had more chemistry, because I also think it's a lot easier kissing. Like, have you ever had an instance where, like, you've wanted to kiss someone, but, like, you're like, this is too weird, but then someone else, it's just, like, easy?
Is it possible that Sydney was Matt's first kiss?
Ever?
Don't you think the producers would have found that? I mean, that would have been plastered everywhere,
it
right?
Yeah. If they told me today, though, I wouldn't have been surprised. Sure. That makes all the sense.
Sure.
Yeah, no. Because when she asked him, like, do you kiss on the first date? His answer was, like, I have. I'm like, have you ever had a date? That should have been, like, the follow-up.
But in my theory, I do. Yeah.
I have thought about it.
And maybe it's that thing where if you like someone more, you're more nervous. Like, maybe he likes Sydney more. It was funny, though. His vibe with Bree was totally different.
He was, like,
it was normal.
Living it up with Bree.
Yeah.
He kept saying he wanted it to feel organic, which I get. You know, you want your first kiss with someone to feel organic. But, like,
that said it all.
Who was it? Sarah in the chat says, was anyone else surprised that people even knew who Bree was?
No.
How can you forget fake Australian accent Bree?
Good day.
Good day.
Rise of Blights.
Yeah. Rise of Blights.
I really love that they put good day on her date card that she had to read it out.
She also is someone who gets a raw deal, though, coming in at the very, very end of Paradise. So, because she's really hot. Like, had she came in earlier, I think she would have made a splash.
Yeah, absolutely. And then probably the newcomer who got the least amount of screen time possible is Chase. We just heard nothing from him. Right. Saw nothing of him. He went on a date with Angela, and it was just about the whole Clay thing. It was basically Angela talking
at somebody.
Can I say
something shady?
Of course.
What? Name me a time in this franchise that Chase has been interesting on screen.
I literally said he's like a walking piece of white bread. I'm so bored by him.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to be shady. I guess he's in good shape, right?
No, he's so boring.
I guess he's in good shape.
Does anyone think he's not boring? Anyone?
I honestly,
name one time he made you laugh. I said something interesting.
I don't think I've seen him before tonight. I don't think I saw his season.
The yoga with JoJo was super hot. That's the one thing I remember.
Yeah, because he's hot. That's it.
That's true.
Period.
Yeah. If ever I'm going to shade Chase again. And Chase, if you want to come on the show and prove me wrong, please do. But
he's going to come chase you down.
If there was a Webster definition for guy basic, I think Chase's photo would be in there.
1,000. I was shocked he made it to top three in JoJo season. Yeah. I'm going to be real with you guys.
Jeff is like, forget this shirt. I'm going in.
I'm going in. Yeah. Well, the appearances are deceiving, guys.
You've got like a black cutout t-shirt underneath, and you're like, my
sleeveless.
Let's talk next, because we're running out of time, of course, as we do on this show, because there's so much fun to talk about. Last ditch Hail Mary from Blake. Oh. Okay, so we're coming up on rose ceremony time. Blake is scrambling. I don't know where my rose is coming from. No one likes me. I'm by myself. And then he has an epiphany that he just is in love with Christina and wants nobody else but Christina. And oh my gosh, you've been there right in front of me the entire time, which sounds like the most cliche rom-com line you could ever come up with. Do we believe this?
I think Blake believes it.
I was going to say, he's in his own rom-com right now.
How many times has Blake gotten caught up in these sort
of... going to vomit on you.
These romance ideas that don't... Blake's on something, man.
Blake is just so unrealistic
to
me.
It's love, Jeff.
Like,
yeah, I guess.
I don't even find his, like, unbridled optimism cute. I'm just like, no, bro, you're delusional. Like, this is not a fresh start. Like, you're just going back to the same person you shaded really badly in your first conversation on the island.
Yeah, no, it's on the island. Yeah, on the island. I mean, he's had such a weird trajectory this entire season because what we missed yesterday, we didn't talk about, he was giving John Paul Jones relationship advice. And I was like, wrong move, dude. Back away. Oh, just let stuff alone. Renee, you just chime in.
What the real problem was is that literally no one else on the beach said, hey, Blake, you know what? I think you need to just take a nap. I think you just need to sleep this off. I think you're not thinking clearly. Everyone was like, oh my God, I'm proud of you. Good. These are bad friends. Those are what we call bad friends because there is no way anyone on that beach believes that after just the best predictor of the future is the past. Please just look at his past for 1 second. But you know what? I haven't really liked Christina this season, so I'm fine with it.
I mean, fair enough, because Jay Knight in the chat says Christina's been pining for him this whole season. We've been saying that it seems like she likes him. Why else keep him around? That didn't make any sense for him to be tortured or whatever, that weird explanation she gave. So is she? You think she's secretly really happy, like excited about this, even though she's like cautious?
Oh, yeah, she loves this.
So she's playing the long game, basically?
100%.
Yeah.
I think if Blake had said this at any other point in their relationship since they met, I think she would have been like, yes, let's do it.
I think you know? It's pretty good, Christina.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't agree. I think she likes the opportunity to get a storyline on this show.
Okay.
I think she's excited about the camera time that she knows is going to come with dating Blake.
Really?
But when Blake turned down that date, all of a sudden, she was not into it anymore. Because I think she's realizing she might not be that into him. Could you tell, like, it was very strange to me, and again, as a TV viewer, I loved it.
Yeah.
But when Blake said no to that date, she was kind of upset because I think she actually wanted him to go on the date.
It was weird because she just got through this whole crying fit.
Yeah.
Which almost didn't make any sense because he just went to talk to her. And what you see on VIP is that they'll always go and talk, right? No one ever says, no, I won't talk to you. But they go and talk for 2 seconds, like, what's been going on the beach? And no, I'm in a good relationship. I'm not going to go on a date. Like, that's normal.
Yeah.
So she knew that was normal and that would happen. I'm not sure why she broke down so hard, but then came back and he said, I told her no. And to Jeff's point, I thought she'd be much more excited about that.
I disagree.
Okay.
So I think she freaked out because she doesn't trust Blake, understandably, and thought she was going to be made a fool of. I think she has a really big issue with showing her vulnerable side. Mm. And I think the reason she looked unhappy or maybe like she had no emotion is because that is her dynamic with Blake. They're not lovey-dovey. They're not romantic. They tease each other and make fun of each other. Like, that's what they do. So, like, yeah, he then was at the bare minimum. So she's like, okay, good. We keep dating. You know what I mean?
I think she was probably also just taken back that he didn't just fall back into his old ways. Like, I think it was just her trying to process it, honestly.
I just think it's that thing. You know when you think you want something so bad, and all signs point to the fact that you're not going to get it, but then you do get it, and you're like, ooh, did I want this thing?
Mm. Like Cassie and Colton?
Yeah. Like Cassie and Colton.
Throwback.
I really got...
That was a nod to you, girl.
That's a great reference. It felt a lot like when Colton gave it all to Cassie, and she was like, uh-oh.
Yeah, like, I didn't want to actually win.
Right. I got that with Christina a little bit. And I think her reaction was to be, like, a little upset about it.
Okay.
But I think she's probably, like, deep down a little upset with herself for realizing, like, oh, no.
I think you wanted to say something else, but as per Olivia B., we want more of the Russian accent.
Oh, my God. Well, no, I was going to say, Jeff, you did have one other moment last week where you thought that Hannah G. looked at Dylan in a way where she wasn't attracted to him.
Yeah.
I think sometimes you see things
that
may not be there.
Just coming at your credibility, Jeff.
I think Hannah G. might have a little RBF. I think is what it could be.
God, I have an RBF.
Yeah, for sure.
Have you ever seen me just staring? I'm like... Like, I look so mean.
Nothing wrong with RBF. A lot of people have it. I think Hannah might is what I'm saying, though, because I think I've been reading her seeming disinterest
in Dylan.
To maybe just RBF.
Okay.
I'll chalk it up to that.
What's your resting face?
Yes.
He's smiling for those
That's
of you
totally
listening.
True. That's absolutely it. And guys, let's real quick, because we got to get into all our fun stuff. Last thing. Dun, dun, dun. The mustache gets shaved off. Dean runs on back just to ruin Kaylin and Connor's fun. And of course, the final ultimatum is not even, I want to come back and date, because I guess even though Chris Harrison has the power to change any rule he wants in Bachelor, evidently I would think Dean's not allowed to just come back onto the island, so he is saying he wants Kaylin to immediately leave with him back to the Grand Canyon or to the van or wherever he's trekking off to. Yeah, absolutely, because he flew there and back. Do we like this? Do we want Kaylin just to move on already? I do.
I mean, I feel like she's going to pick him. I will say, the one thing that really bugged me about this, I'm happy he like had his change of heart and whatever and gave a speech, but like it's still... He's still controlling it. He could have said, hey, listen, I didn't mean to take the lead on this one. Well, I want to be with you. I can stay here until this wraps up or we can leave now. But I want to be with you. I'm sure of that. You tell me what you want. So instead he's like, we're going to leave. You can leave with me or not.
No. Well, the only reason why I'm not so mad at that ultimatum is because Dean was so non-committal before. Mm-hmm. To hear a very committal answer to me was like, okay, I like that from a guy. Like, you want me. You're choosing me. Like, you're being very direct about this. And you're not here to play games and waste time anymore. I mean, there's only a week left. What is he going to do?
But they could get the free engagement ring.
Renee's thinking
now you sound
ahead.
Like Mike. That's the feeling philosophy.
Yeah, stay in and win the game. Absolutely.
Contractually, you keep it for 2 years. You can sell it and do what you
is
want.
Is that what it is?
Yep, yeah, 2 years.
I don't like the way it went down. I understand someone leaving and having a change of heart. And then what do you do? Do you wait for the show to finish?
If you drive to the Grand Canyon?
I guess you do. If it's honest to God, true, really love, and you really like, wow, I messed up. I had it. It was perfect. I guess you take any last-ditch effort you possibly can. And this probably is the right move, so she doesn't, you know, fall in with someone and then all of a sudden America really loves her with Connor and then you got all that baggage and stuff like that. Jeff, unless you wanted to say something, I did want to point out a fact real quick that everybody has been in the chat, Shanice and some other people. We really flew through the rose ceremony and the fact that Mike left.
Yeah.
Mike really didn't have a real shot with anybody. I mean, the Sydney thing didn't work out. It seemed like we didn't see anything really of him and Angela. Like, just like Renee said, they had that awkward kiss in the boat. I mean, let's give our rundown real quick on our thoughts on Mike. Did this somehow play into the fact that a lot of people thought he was going to be Bachelor?
I feel like my theory, because I think Mike's a really charming guy, I think that every time he went on a date or met someone, he's like, by the way, like, we're not going to end up together. I want to be the Bachelor. Just ahead of time, let's be friends. And then ultimately he tried. He like really tried to give it his all for that last edit and then said some BS about not getting played with when he was a kid. And he was like, I'm sorry. Have you ever watched someone else's Bachelor edit? I'm like, because that's not the way to go.
I am looking at the video here and my hair is going crazy. Look at me right here in the camera. Mike has never sat on the sideline for anything in his life. He is a specimen of a human being. I guarantee you this guy is like first string pick, whatever, anything, you name it. This guy is
had an awkward
gold.
Face.
Nah, this guy is golden.
I need pictures.
So my defense, or not my defense rather, my theory on Mike is that I think he's the type of guy who like comes in real hot and like is very like into it in the beginning and then it just fizzles out really fast because even his initial date with Kaylin, it was very like, I'm trying to get to know you, this is my like he did his whole spiel about the woman in his life, like he comes in very strong and then I think there's just no follow through because even with Sydney it's like they did have that spark initially, we saw maybe one or two cuts of them on a daybed together and then it's like cartwheels in the sand and it's like I don't think he follows through with that 1-2 romantic punch to like lock it down and I think it's because it could just be that the connections aren't there, but again, I just don't think that he is maybe as ready as he says he is. Yeah. And I can't even believe I'm saying that because I go so hard for him to be the Bachelor.
Right.
But truthfully, like, if you just look at his actions and how he goes about, I guess, courtship from what we've seen, it's like he's not really all in right now.
He's never vulnerable, even on the ride home. He didn't even talk about romantic rejection, really. It was about kids not playing with him.
And he didn't talk about any of the women particularly. Right now, I really like Sydney, and I'm sad I didn't get to spend more time with her. No one specific.
I'm riding in the car alone, and when I was a kid, I used to watch from the windows when kids played. I'm like, Mike, no. Anything else. Bring up the queen thing. Anything else.
Bring up the queen thing. Right? He definitely had a friend zone vibe this whole season, and I will say if there's one thing that's going to be a strike against you for Bachelor, it's a friend zone vibe.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I find that weird because Hannah said the same thing as she kind of friend zoned him. So is it a Mike thing where he just maybe doesn't put himself out there because maybe that's why a guy that good looking has been single?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's his thing.
So, he doesn't, like, the effort is just isn't there.
Because he's probably not ready to date again. Honestly, I don't want to speak for him, but based on the story he shared on Hannah's, but that's literally what we do.
I won't speak for him, but Mike says.
Don't do it. That's our job. But definitely for sure Mike says.
He mentioned during Hannah's season his past, the really pretty serious trauma, relationship trauma he has, and maybe he's just not ready.
Maybe we will never get to find out, unfortunately, unless a couple seasons later he comes back in paradise. Guys, that was yesterday and today's episode. Let's get into some of our fun special segments. Your girl, Christine, has got a hot, juicy piece of news for us. Ryan, yes, news.
AfterBuzz TV news. Okay, the top news story today, guys. If you haven't heard by now, I'm going to let you know straight up. Kevin Wentz and Astrid Lodge, they are Bachelor in Paradise alums. They're engaged, guys.
Whoop, whoop. Congratulations.
Yeah, let's clap it up for them. Good little for happy them. News. I think it's safe to say at this point that Paradise has, like, the best track record right
for
now
sure.
in terms of, like, long-term relationships.
To be fair, they have the most people to choose from, though.
Yeah,
they do. they both made the announcement today on their Instagrams. A story came out in People about it. Apparently, they got engaged on August 28th, so it's already been, like, almost a week.
Just
finding out about it, but congrats to them. Wish them all the best. They both currently live in Toronto, so maybe they'll have Chris come up and officiate the wedding or take it down to Mexico.
Or maybe Mike, the real Bachelor officiant, right here, just past 700 weddings. Let's go! You guys are tweeting. You're going crazy. You're blowing up the Twitters. You're doing all the kind of crazy stuff. We like to pick a few really fun tweets that we see you guys tweet and feature them. So let's go. This one was mine. I can't. Oh, who is this? This is a famous tweeter you guys know.
Brett Asfergara.
Brett, and of course, it's a nice, fun little map here from ABC Casting right around the mature, charming, diverse lead with a beaming smile. And straight to white pilot number two for the next Bachelor parent.
Of course. Dirty like that.
Well. We still hold out hope for Peter and Renee.
But I have really bad sight, so this is going to be tricky for me. Thank you so much. These Bachelor in Paradise producers deserve a raise, and it's all of Chris B's different lower thirds. So, like, one of them is, like, every season he's been on. Another one says, like, Bachelor in Paradise regular. Another one says, I think, like, Bachelor in Paradise alum or something.
Elder.
And then the last
elder.
One... Elder. Elder. And then the last one is what is it?
Not Gerard
Not
Butler.
Not Gerard Butler.
I think that's so funny.
That was
fabulous. I like how Paradise has a strain of campiness to it. It doesn't take itself that seriously.
I mean, the intro music alone.
Okay, so this is a surprise Pikachu meme, if you guys have ever seen this.
Yeah.
Big fan of the surprise Pikachu meme. I am reading it now. It says... disappearing for a second now.
Producer Ryan.
It says, Clay breaks up with Angela and goes on Paradise to date other people. Clay, when Angela goes to Paradise to date other people.
Yeah.
Surprise, Pikachu. Oh, I was just glad they called that hypocrisy, because I was not here for Clay this episode.
Yeah.
Yes. Preach.
For sure, for sure.
Read. Yes. I had a tweet as well.
And then finally, last
one.
We
unfortunately did not get anything from Christine.
Oh, my goodness.
That means.
I apologize. Ooh.
Guys, follow her. She's going to tweet out what she did. It's really funny. I'm looking at it right now. It's a really, really good one.
Yeah,
but
it's my favorite Nick Young meme.
Before we go, we got to get out of here. Ryan, can we have the prediction music?
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions
with Renee. Some predictions for our season finale next week.
Okay, I predict that Caitlin and Dean are going to end up together. I predict that Christina and Blake are going to see where things go together. I predict that Demi and Christian are going to get engaged.
Are you
going to
do all of your predictions, Renee?
And that's all for now.
I'm like, damn it.
Second Renee.
Jeff.
I think everything Renee should. But I also think I'm predicting a Hannah Dylan engagement, and I just have this feeling Dylan's going to be really emotional about it, and Hannah will be kind of emotional.
Yeah,
that's what I'm predicting. I might be wrong, but we're going to see.
Christine.
I'm going to go on a wild card here. I'm going to say that JPJ is going to go full steam ahead and propose to Tayshia.
Oh, no.
Like, I think he's just going to go for it at this point and, like, really take it there. And I also think, who else is left?
Katie.
That's mine.
You can talk about Katie. I will say, crap, who's the other person?
I got him right here. Tayshia, Christina, Kaylin, Haley, Katie, Hannah.
Haley.
Christian,
Haley.
Angela, Nicole.
Yeah, Nicole and Clay, I think they'll get engaged and then break up on the reunion special.
Ooh. I would love that.
Because of Angela.
Damn.
I'm going with a really obvious, easy one. I mean, I really think that Katie and Chris are going to get engaged. I think that's pretty evident from the little spoilers and the nicely, beautifully manicured hand that is getting an engagement ring slipped on. Anyway, we will see. Next week is the finale. I'm super excited, guys. Until all this anticipation of next week, where can they find you guys?
You guys can keep up with me on Twitter at Christine Bean and on Instagram at Christine I Alexis. And be sure to check out Bachelor News Daily featuring myself and the great guy next to me.
Well, thanks. Yeah, if you guys want to catch me, I covered a segment today. We didn't even mention it, but Derek really shaded JPJ on Instagram today.
Hey.
And I covered it on Bachelor News Daily. So you'll want to check out that tea.
Yeah.
And you guys can catch me on Twitter at Jeffrey C. Graham.
I want to check out that tea.
Do it.
You guys can follow me at Renee Ariel on Instagram and on Twitter, and Monday through Friday on Shared News on YouTube.
Guys, thank you so much for joining us here in the chat. I see you guys. Sheena, Monique, NS Misha, Shanice, J Knight, you guys are fantastic. My name is Mike Thielen. If you are some of my friends who watch every week the Married at First Sight panel, tomorrow is the finale. I'm going to be doing the show all by myself, but we are going to be featuring you because I am doing a call-in show. We're going to put the number out. You guys are going to call in. I'm going to talk to all of you about what you think about our four crazy couples. None of them are going to work out. Until then, you can find me at Mike Thielen. We'll see you next week. Peace.
Our founder, great, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.